Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Hey, we're back again. It's the Camaro Z28.com podcast.
All right.
Episode number 75.
Three quarters of the way to something.
Yeah. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
And we're going to kick it off with some more Camaro news, which seems to be non-existent this week again.
That's right, but there's a reason why.
And it's because the Camaro Concept Convertible is in Chicago from February 9th to the 18th.
That's right. So anywhere in the Chicago area, or if you just feel like making a longer drive than normal to get out and see it, go out and see it. It's cool.
Yeah, they also debuted the Pontiac G8 there this week.
That was making a lot of news.
Sure was.
Lately, especially, you know, the Camaro. It's nice to know that the Camaro isn't the only thing that gets leaked out to the internet.
Yeah.
Either on purpose or by mistake.
Yeah.
That was all
over
the place.
Turn off your webcams.
Somebody at the Pontiac, I don't know, display unit guys, they're probably out of a job.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
Oh, well.
It's pretty funny. So, yeah, definitely get out and see the car. We always, you know, try to say you got to get out and see this.
Definitely.
It seems like the convertible is getting more solid press, you think?
Actually, well, I don't know. Just in the amount of news that I read every day, because I get the Detroit Free Press in the morning, the car's not splashed all over the front page like the initial Camaro concept was. Probably because, you know, it was a big to-do last year, you know, boom, the Camaro was back. Well, they kind of took a little bit further this year and made the convertible. So, I mean, of course, when it debuted at the Detroit Auto Show, it made more headlines.
Right.
Seems like now it's just going to do the show circuit.
Yeah, and which it's doing right now. And like we said,
everybody's got to get out and see it.
In Chicago.
I think it swayed me to possibly purchase a convertible when it comes out now.
You know, I never considered a convertible myself.
Neither have
either,
I.
But it just seems right.
Yeah.
So, but you can get one because I'm not going to.
Oh, okay.
Because if I want to drive one, I'll just borrow yours.
Okay. Hey, how about that contest?
Oh, yeah. That contest. See, the problem is that we had to buy more hard drives because the ones we have filled up with voicemail messages.
Mm-hmm. Let's play one here. Oh, wait. We don't have any.
That's right. We're trying to give away free stuff. We're giving you guys an outlet to, you know, vent a little bit, get to rag on your favorite dealer without mentioning any names.
I thought this was the perfect one,
too.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, everybody out there, the idea was...
Someone likes to complain, give their stories from the dealers and stuff.
That's right. The idea was everybody's got a dealer horror story. I mean, if you got a car, you got to have at least one dealer horror story.
Of course.
You know, and so the idea was to have everybody call in and give us their best dealer horror story in, you know, roughly 2 minutes or less, and we'll pick the one that, I don't know, made us laugh the hardest or sounded the rottenest treatment we've ever heard.
Yeah.
Or rottenest or yeah, whatever word you want to use. And hey, you know, we'd pick one and give him a free iPod signed by yours truly and his truly.
Yep.
Which maybe that devalues it. Maybe
that's why. I don't know.
That's why. But anyway, all you gotta do is pick up the phone and give us a call and tell your dealer horror story, and we'll play it in an upcoming podcast, and maybe it'll win you a free iPod. So Chris, I guess I'll tell him how to do it.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at Camaro Z28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
So, you know, I was thinking the other day, I wonder what the aftermarket's going to do in regards to tires for this new fifth-gen Camaro.
Yeah, I like to think that the aftermarket is going to embrace this car pretty well.
But and then you go and you post something.
Funny you should ask, Chris.
I know.
That's right. If you haven't checked it out, in the 2009 Camaro forum, Nitto has gotten word down to us that they're interested in developing an aftermarket tire primarily for the 2009 Camaro.
Beautiful.
And they want to know what people would want in an aftermarket tire for their 2009 Camaro. So they asked us to throw up a poll, and the idea was pick asymmetrical or directional. And if you don't know, because some of you guys don't, and it's okay, idiots, do a Google image search on either one, and it'll give a nice definition. Then hop into the thread and vote on the poll. Some neat stuff there, and Nitto is going to be looking at it. So you could help shape what the you know, what kind of tires are going to be available from Nitto, and you know, other companies that may follow suit.
Yeah. To be honest, I don't care which ones they go with. as long as they're a long-lasting tire and good in dry weather.
Oh man. Well, you can't have one in that you can't have one and then the other.
Dude, the tires that were on my CTSV, they're getting an average of 6,000 miles.
Right. Because
that's it.
Because they were good in dry weather.
I don't know about that. Yeah. And they're run flats too.
Mm-hmm. That's what uppity Cadillac owners get. Oh, that's right, you don't have that anymore. You moved up to a Corvette. So anyway, it's a cool poll, and just go look at it.
Yeah.
Vote. And don't get off on a tangent about what kind of compound you want. Although Nitto might be interested in that too. Just check it out. And speaking of Nitto, Nitto's got a brand new website.
That's right.
Which they decided that they would help support the site a little bit by posting a super sticky.
In most of the forums in the message board.
Pretty much all of them, I think.
Yeah.
Most of them, yeah. With just information on the site. It's a very cool site. Check it out. They got some good tires. I've used Nitto's in the past. I've been pretty happy with them.
Yeah.
And from the sounds of it, I'll be using them in the future, too.
Cool.
Neat stuff. Something we haven't done in a while.
What's that?
I got to get ready.
Okay. We need a producer for this show.
Yeah, well, I guess I Thread of the Week.
It's time for the Thread of the Week from the Camaro Z28.com message boards. If you want to get involved with the message boards, just go to Camaro Z28.com. You'll join over 50,000 Camaro and Firebird enthusiasts from around the world.
It's closer to 70,000 members now. We got to get that updated.
Well, it's been so long since we played it because nobody nominates a Thread of the Week anymore,
yeah.
or a Site of the Week for that matter. Hint, hint. But, well, I got one that I saw, so I thought I'd make it Thread of the Week. It was
okay.
Pretty cool.
Go ahead and read it.
Would you read it? Okay.
Yeah,
it's once again in the 2009 Camaro Forum because that's where that's where I like to hang out these days.
Yeah.
Screw the lounge. That's for idiots. Lounges are for suckers.
Yeah, unless you want to talk about Anna Nicole Smith dying today.
Did you hear that?
No, really?
Yes, she did.
Oh, my God.
And in 5 minutes, it'll still be the same. Anyway. All right. This was posted by Fifth Gen, and it's called My Sister. Now, I got to be honest. When I first saw the thread title, I thought they meant to post this in the lounge by mistake, but
it
goes on to
say. And there's going to be a bunch of, thread and replies with people saying post pics.
Yeah, the thread is working.
Pics aren't loading.
Okay, my sister is one of those girls who is like, my boyfriend drives a really nice car. I ask, what kind of car is it? And she says, a red one. Typical. That sounds right, yeah. Okay, she said this is about some real POSs, too. Anyway, she just graduated school and is making some very good money with very little student loans to pay and excellent credit. She and I were talking about what kind of car to get, and she says, I just want something cheap for now until the next Camaro comes out. With the little googly-eyed smiley.
Yeah, okay.
I had no idea my sister even knew what a Camaro was. To the guys at GM, you've hit the nail on the head. Some might say your styling was a bit too this or that. However, if a total non-car person says they can't wait to get their new Camaro, you've done something, scratch that, everything right. Great job. This is the ultimate proof for me that the Camaro will be way more mainstream than we'd all hope for.
Hmm. That's interesting.
I think that's cool.
Definitely getting a lot more views. From everybody, all walks of life.
Well, it's comfortable knowing that it's not just all the diehard enthusiasts that are seeing this and all for it. It's the people that weren't enthusiasts before that are taking notice and saying, that are going to become enthusiasts.
Yep.
That's absolutely awesome. So, and he's absolutely right. That proves that some good stuff got done. I'm real happy to hear that.
I've had some similar reaction because I work in a library and I work with librarians all day, and of course in my office. I have a huge picture of the Camaro concept hanging up, and someone will come talk to me, walk by my desk or whatnot. They'll take a look at it and say, what is that car? That's the new Camaro. That's a Camaro? Yeah, that's a Camaro. Wow, they really did something good with that car.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All positive, huh?
Yeah. That's except
cool.
One lady, and she's a Mopar fan, and she hates it.
Well, good. She can continue to hate it because we hate her, and you tell her the next time you see her.
Yeah.
Trip her in the hallway. Knock her books out of her hands. Stack her locker.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's move this real quick into something else that we haven't done in a while. A Site of the Week.
Bam!
I tell you what, I'll send you a lady for.
I'm going to see what you got on the hood. This is a website. Well, I would hate you for. I would hate you for. We're on a website. We
Digital imagining.
It's time for the Camaro Z28.com podcast.
Every signal the same as the next.
Website review.
We should have done this one a long time ago.
It's well deserved.
In fact, they just updated it last month when the convertible concept came out. And that this site of the week is Chevrolet.com/performance. It's basically the official, unofficial site of the new Camaro. And what they have on here is a bunch of wallpapers, great pictures that you can bring on your computer, great information about the new Camaro concept as well as the convertible. They've also got some themes with icons, you know, little twirling things, whatnot.
Screensaver.
Oh, of course.
It's running right
on my Camaro computer right now.
That's right.
Yeah. So check it out if you can. Chevrolet.com/performance. Great site. Great design. Good information.
Yeah. And the intro is cool. The intro movie.
Yes.
I love that. I tried to like rip it to my hard drive and I couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it.
It's database. So no big deal. I'll just keep coming back to watch it. I think it's cool. I wish I knew how they did it. And I got a feeling they're going to be updating it in the future.
Yeah.
Things are going to move
forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll keep an eye on it.
That's right. I'm excited. Can't say that enough.
Cool.
So, news has been light.
Can't
say too much. Chris, did you want to remind everybody of anything?
Yeah, you know that little survey link we have in the bottom of our show notes? I want you guys to go ahead and click on it and fill that out if you can. If you haven't done it already, we'd appreciate it. Let's just know what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong, and get a little feel for you know, our demographics out there.
That's right.
It's completely anonymous. We don't ask for any personal information.
Not even an email.
Nope. So if you could do that, that would help us out
quite a bit. Do it right after you pick up the phone and call and give your dealer horror story.
Yeah.
So we can give you an iPod.
And then go into iTunes and subscribe.
That's right. If you're an iTunes user, subscribe to our podcast. It I don't know, gives us a warm fuzzy. I don't know. What does it do?
It gives us the subscribers.
Oh, cool. And it's free.
Yeah.
Free is good for me.
Absolutely.
So I think that's going to wrap it up for me, Chris.
You betcha.
All right. Everybody stay safe and stay warm if you're on the east side of the country.
Yeah.
Well, this, hell, this any part spell. Of the country right now.
Whew.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
All right. Later.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.